You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes. We're tuning in today to God's frequency. God has got a lot to say today. As we tune into His frequency, what are some of the things that the Spirit of the Lord is going to say? Well, He's going to say first thing to you today, He's going to say, whichever of you confess Me before men, you I will confess before My Father, which is in heaven. What a great promise that is. That's what I like to say and kind of trick people when I say that baptism saves you. And they look at me and get all huffy, and I said, you see, this is how we do baptism. This is how I do them. And that is, before you go down into the waters, you make this proclamation that I believe Jesus Christ is Lord, and He's my Lord. And Jesus promises, whoever confesses Me before men, him or her, I will confess before My Father, which is in heaven. And then it says, whoever denies Me before men, him I will deny before My Father, which is in heaven. So that's where we're picking it up. That was yesterday's program. If you'd like to hear that, you can go to WMIEFM.com. Click on yesterday's date, May 21st, for the on-demand. You can hear it there. You can go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, listen to the entire sermon. You can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I will mail it to you free of charge, naturally. And then we're going to look at the Lord saying that He did not come to bring peace on earth, but He came to bring a sword. We're going to look at that. Then we're going to get into chapter 11 and spend the rest of this week looking at the infamous John the Baptist. Here's part two now.
Haven't you heard that before? How many times have you ever heard that? Well, I love so-and-so, and I know I'm going to rub off on them in the future. I'm going to get them to be a believer. Or go into a business relationship with an unbeliever? You can't do that. Verse 37, he who loves father or mother more than Me is not worthy of Me. He who loves son or daughter more than Me is not worthy of Me. He who does not take up his cross and follow after Me is not worthy of Me. He who finds his life will lose it. He who loses his life for My sake will find it. All right, now my head would be ready to explode at this point if I was there. I mean, all you need is just one of these, right? It's enough to make you contemplate for the next 20 years. How about he who doesn't take up his cross and follow after Me is not worthy of Me. Can you imagine what that would look like, literally? He who does not take up his cross and follow Me. Can you imagine walking down the street following Jesus with a cross? Now let's see what old John the Baptist has been up to. Let's move on over here now, chapter 11. Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding His 12 disciples, that He departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, or the Messiah, he sent two of his disciples, And he said to them, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" So Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things that you hear and see." Colon. Now Jesus knew that this answer would be the one to prove to John the Baptist who he was. Verse 5, the blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor of the gospel preach to them. And blessed is he that is not offended because of me. Isn't that the truth today? Blessed is he and she that's not offended because of me. Everyone's offended because of the name of Jesus today. Wherever you go, right? Schools, you can't say his name. Bibles, you got to put covers on your Bibles. Can't have any plays or anything that mention the name of Jesus, even the nativity. Everyone is offended because of the name of Jesus. And he says, "Blessed are you that are not offended because of me." And as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, this is verse 7, "What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. Well, let me say, those who wear soft clothing masquerade today as the prophets. For this is who they go out to see today, men in soft velvet clothing, beautifully clothed, that masquerade as servants of God." Verse 9, "But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.'" That's Malachi 3. "Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there is not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." All right, now I've always had a difficult time understanding what Jesus meant by this. I see some other looks of confusion around. I guess I'm in good company, huh? So let's break this down a little bit. Think about this. Now, remember, John is still alive when he says this. From the days of John the Baptist until now. So how long of a period of time was that? I mean, he's still alive. That's like me saying, from the days of Barack Obama until now. That's not a very long time, right? I mean, John the Baptist is only a couple months older than he is and still alive. Six. So this is not long of a period at all. From the opening of John's ministry to his present imprisonment, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. The Pharisees and scribes had vigorously opposed it. This is what he meant by this. So remember when Jesus said to the Pharisees, he said, "You travel land and sea to make one convert, only to make him twice as much a son of hell as you are." See, from the days of John the Baptist until now, scribes and Pharisees and everyone's doing everything that they can to keep you out of the kingdom of God. That's what he meant by that. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Also, Herod the king had done his part to buffet the kingdom by seizing its herald and chief proclaimer, John the Baptist. Put him in jail. This note from John MacArthur. Notice that when Matthew says the violent take it by force, Luke says everyone forces his way into it. So the sense of this verse may be understood in this way. The kingdom presses ahead relentlessly, and only the relentless press their way into it. I like that. Let me say that again. The kingdom presses ahead relentlessly, and only the relentless can press their way into it. Thus, once again, this is a John MacArthur continues. Once again, Jesus is magnifying the difficulty of entering into the kingdom, unquote. That's what he's been talking about for chapters on end now. Magnifying the difficulty of entering into the kingdom. Right? The Lord would say, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open up. Oh, and he will answer and say to you, I do not know you where you are from. Then you will begin to say, but we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you where you are from. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Now, once again, verse 12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So, church, when it comes to ensuring your entry into the kingdom, sometimes you have to be violent, or let's say at least relentless. You've got to be relentless. You certainly cannot be passive. You've got to be relentless. You've got a real enemy that's battling to keep you from entering into the kingdom. But he can't hurt you, otherwise he already would have hurt you. But your enemy can deceive you. Your enemy can and will lie to you. Your enemy can and will tempt you to lead you astray and offer that straight and narrow way that leads to the kingdom. You got to be aggressive. You got to be active, not passive. Not passive. Now back again to John. For all the prophets in the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive this, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Uh-oh. Here we go again. We keep running into John the Baptist. Those that have been coming here for a while know what I mean. Long-time members here. Others do not know what I'm laughing at, most likely. But Jesus said, if you are willing to hear me, the Lord Jesus said, if you, in this church, if you're willing to receive this, that John the Baptist is Elijah. Anyone not willing to receive that? If you deny the supernatural in this book, you're in big trouble, friend. Big trouble.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.